Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Golden State defending outside. Draymond with the ball. Waiting. Finds Porzingis open behind the screen. Buried a triple. Kristaps will be a little bit better almost every game. Warriors try to snap a five-game losing streak. Porzingis wide open off the Pajemski screen. Gets an easy dunk. And it's 46-31.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, spending some time in San Juan this week, so he'll be back next week. Guru holding it down as always. Big thank you to L. Duncan, who joined us earlier.
The beautiful L. Duncan.
L. Duncan, yeah. And talented.
Yeah, she is.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring you those fries. She asked. Cam Hurt.
You can bring the fries. I'll bring the crab.
Could you imagine if we did bring those two items? And she's like, what's this? She seemed like she would remember 95.7 The Game.
Now I feel like I'm going to have to wear a Hawaiian shirt because otherwise.
Now you look clean.
Now this was, I kind of left this part out.
Uh-oh.
So she was asking about the weather, right? Say it's 85 and sunny. Yeah. Not next week.
Are we dropping back to the 7?
The Bay Area weather changes fast. It could be, but
you need a jacket on in the evening.
I'm not holding my breath. It is going to be, especially at that ballpark.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
The player I was talking about that I think we disrespected with Cal Berkeley's own, Jaylen Brown didn't make any of our 5.
Well,
you think, is that any disrespect?
He torched Phoenix last night. He did. He's absolutely
carried
them.
He's a baller, man.
And this is what...
love Jaylen, but I didn't...
No, I was actually thinking about this watching the game last night. What sucks to me the most about an injury that happens to a player like Tatum or Halliburton or... I mean, really, it's... JB and JT have always been in that same kind of tier, right? Co-stars.
And I thought JT surpassed him a little bit. Go ahead.
I think before his injury, Tatum was a better player. That's who I would take.
Yeah.
But now it's Jaylen Brown's team. And I don't know if that's going to help them come playoff time, Goo, but yesterday, and I realize he's coming off an Achilles, and he'll get back. I'm not sure if he'll be the exact same player.
But just having him out there.
But Jaylen Brown, he's
that dude,
he's nasty.
Man.
I also left Ant off my list. But
what about Ant?
Well, I just think that of the guys that I named, SGA, Jokic, Wemby, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, and Steph.
No, I named Doncic.
You didn't put Steph on your top 5?
He's played 39 games this year.
Evan, do you know where the station's located, bro?
He has runner's knee. There's only one player on that list who has runner's knee.
You were like,
I'm just talking about this year right now. And people are having the conversation about whether or not you should bring him back.
If he wants to come back, yeah.
Oh, real quick, before we get to the calls, again, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're a local sports talk radio station.
Yes, sir.
I think we do a really good job at giving credit where credit is due. And last night, it is college basketball season, and you talked about Santa Clara.
Yeah.
St. Mary's.
Gonzaga.
Cal State East Bay is undefeated.
Man.
And I know they played Division II basketball. I don't know. You know them as Cal State Hayward. But last night, they beat Point Loma in the Division II Western Region to effectively get to the Elite Eight, and they are...
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Still yet to be beaten this season.
I would love to go see him play and where the guys are from. I'm into that. Are they local? Have they come in from other places? But you got to tell me, who'd they play?
They play Point Loma.
Where's that? Where are they at?
Point Loma is a neighborhood kind of towards the western edge of San Diego.
Oh, so they got hoopers.
So right over the pond from Coronado. Obviously they got hoopers, but you talk about a place that I would go and live immediately. Maybe that could be your next spot.
Man, San Diego's beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
I'd get there in a second. All right, shout out to Cal State East Bay. And now we go to Brentwood and talk to our guy Anthony. Wants to get into the Warriors. Anthony, good morning, man. What's going on? How are you?
Good morning. Thank you guys for taking it. How you guys doing? Hopefully Steiny is enjoying himself in that Puerto Rican weather. I'm jealous. So, but I'm going. We're going to Hawaii in August, so that should be great.
There you go.
But I gotta. So, Guru, this is for you. First and foremost, you know we love you, and I know you're a very passionate and sports fan. But you're also a little unrealistic at times. And I kind of just want to get into the Steph Curry. The last segment you said, like, you know, well, LeBron is, you know, helping, you know, playing at a pretty high level at 41. Look, LeBron is an anomaly. And Stephen Curry doesn't have any of the physical capabilities that LeBron has. And he, and I don't think anybody coming along over the next 20 years will as well. And at Steph's stature, it's just hard to believe that at 38 he's going to continue to get better and be able to wilt the team. And even this last season, he would have some amazing nights and score 50 and drop 44, and we would still lose. And our last shot in the dark was the Jimmy Butler trade, and now his ACL is, you know, is out of commission. So I just think it's just like it's him, Steph coming back with five games left. Us getting into the play-in, what are we doing that for? Now, I would never advocate losing on purpose. That's not what I'm saying. But I really have to be the voice of reason with the fans, including you, my brother.
No, I hear you.
This thing is over. And, if Steph can want to come back if he wants. That's great. Steph can want to come back, and he can play. But we're not beating OKC. We're not beating San Antonio. We're not beating the Lakers. And we're not beating Denver or Minnesota. So, like, getting the play-in for what? To get kicked out in the first round? We really, truly have to retool, and we also just have to come to terms with, like, this thing is over. Steph can be playing some great ball, but it's just not going to be enough. These young Thundercats on other teams are head and shoulders above the young guys that we have. And that's the truth of the matter is the supporting class, excuse me, the supporting cast around Steph is not good enough to give Steph a quality opportunity to truly compete. And that's truth because we got Porzingis. We got Al Horford who doesn't play back-to-back. We got his brother on a bench that's only played two games. Like, at some point, we also got to call out this notion that getting older guys was going to help us. No, we needed to get young guys that are good basketball players, and we have young guys that are really just like really probably wouldn't get a second look on a lot of other teams. But these other teams have young guys that are actually like can really start, and we see it. You just see like the quality of supporting cast that we have they can't hang with most of these other teams. But also, we got to be real, man. Steph coming back and playing the last few games is not going to do anything. Isn't going to do anything, but honestly, give people false hope like you, my brother. And we got to be honest with what the situation. We got four rings, and it's awesome, but come on, we gotta stop dreaming in these clouds.
I'm gonna leave you with this, Ant, before you hang up, man. Did you say anything wrong? No. Did you say a lot that you might be right on? Yes. But the bottom line is you can't steal this from me and other fans, Evan. You tell me what you think. What about We Believe, 1 vs. 8? I know that's a different cast of characters. Nobody saw it happening, and that's the essence of sports.
Okay. I
just threw that in. You didn't have my back, man. He was saying a lot of stuff that might be factual, but until we see it, I mean, Steph's trying to get back. Do you believe that this year?
Yes, and I think he will play a game this season for the Warriors.
I'm nervous. I don't know how I feel. I want him to, but I really don't know how this is going to play out. But if you give me Porzingis, Anthony, no back-to-backs in the playoffs if you were to get past the play-in, Porzingis, Al, Steph, Melton, and Curry. Curry, I did enough of that yesterday. Curry, who knows?
Well, I think we do know, and that's not as far as people want it to be. You know, I'm halfway with Anthony and I'm halfway not.
He said a lot of stuff, but he ain't proven right yet.
Where I'm with him is that we do have to accept that this is an aging team that is, as constructed, not in the class of the teams in the top of the West.
Facts.
You know, one of the reasons I brought up those five players that like are top fives right now in the NBA. What's the one thing that Jokic, SGA, Doncic, along with, who's my guy here, Wemby,
okay,
and Kawhi Leonard all have in common? They all play in the Western Conference. So, and let's say Steph is still in your top five. There's four other guys that are in the Western Conference. To expect the Warriors to run through
all of them. Yeah, I didn't say title. I did not say title.
Or even one of them.
Well, not that, wow.
Is going to be extremely difficult.
I got you.
Because even if Steph is rounding out your top five, you're admitting that those four other players that are playing on other teams are right now playing better basketball than him.
Yeah.
And to me, that's... But where I differ, and actually, I guess I'll tell you why on the other side. This is where I do differ from Anthony, and this is where I'm a little more
Theodore Rand said, we believe won 16 of the last 21 in the season. I got you.
Yeah, re-believe is going to be a little more tough to get over. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. I see you, Dave. Hang on. We'll get to your call on the other side. That segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Waiting for the best time to buy a new Ford truck? It is now. Ford Truck Month is here at Ceramani Ford. On the 2025 F-150, get 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Zero down, zero payments, 90 days. So don't wait. Right off 280 in Colma and Daly City, or at CeremonyFord.com, Ceramani Ford, the Bay Area's Ford dealer.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what you know about this?
You always know if Cam's on the board.
Yeah.
You always know if Killer Cam's on the board. Feeling good. All right, Goop. Wait, before we go any further, and I want to get to David Atherton here in a sec, but before we go any further, I got to give a shout-out to Daniel Sanchez, who last night was at El Chato. It's a Spanish wine bar in the Mission.
Okay.
He did a pop-up. He showed up, cooked a ton of food for everybody there.
Oh, come on, E.
I guess he's a chef or works at Lazy Bear, which is also in the Mission, but he did a pop-up cooking display at El Chato, and it was unbelievable. So shout out to you, Daniel Sanchez. Thank you very much for your...
What type of food?
Spanish.
Like, what did you have any?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it was like, this kind of peanut-covered tamale. Ooh. Stuff with chicken.
Cheese.
There was fried cheese.
Okay, yeah.
There was fried cheese along with some chorizo.
Ooh.
And this kind of like, it was almost syrupy, but this sweet kind of sauce, a little tangy.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Pop-ups
awesome.
Are the thing. No matter what it is, you know, just that's dope.
It was out the Yahoo yesterday. I mean, it was really hard to get in because I didn't realize that it was either the last day that he was doing it or it was a one and done. But he was just back there, him and a bunch of workers there. And they were just throwing down on the grill.
What part of town?
In the Mission.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's on
your hood.
It's on Bryant.
Right.
Bryant, like 21st or something like that. Yeah, it was unbelievable. All right. So I also got a shout out, Goo. I also
a confession.
I got to apologize, and I got to apologize to Jimmy Butler. I told you and Steiny after I saw him at Indian Wells last weekend. He's not coming back. I mean, he's rehabbing on his own time. He's going to be in Southern California. He's on crutches. He's got the ACL going. He was in the District of Columbia last night, and he showed up, was there for his team.
Love it.
I don't think he was on the bench, but he was there. He talked to the media as well. And so I got to apologize. I was wrong.
No, and, you know, I know I'm different. Shout out 2 Chainz, but I told you and Steiny, it kind of bothered me. I wanted him there, and time is winding down, and what, Chris Mullin, the amount of games left, he's 17 games left. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, it ain't going to happen. And I loved that he was with the team. And maybe it's hard for him. We never try to, you know, get into an athlete's mind like he's going to watch tennis. That's different. But when you're around.
Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.